Monastic practitioners are teachers of humans and heavenly beings. They shoulder the Buddha's work, take propagating the Dharma as their housework, and make a career of benefiting sentient beings. Not only do they need to cultivate themselves, but they also need to lead sentient beings toward liberation. Monastics must preserve and propagate the Buddha Dharma. Everyone can be a Buddhist, but becoming a monastic practitioner requires a number of conditions. Buddhist precepts state that people older than 70 are not allowed to enter the monastic order. The only exception is when your health allows you to practice along with everyone else. If a youth is not healthy or does not have the proper functioning of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind, he or she will be unable to join the monastic order. The age restrictions are for the general public, but there are exceptions. Some are very young, but their wisdom, blessings, and virtues are comparable to those of an adult. Some may be old, but they are as healthy as a young person. If they practice diligently, they will achieve good results as well. Of the 28 patriarchs in India, the 9th patriarch, Parsva, joined the monastic order at a very old age, but he was still able to be accomplished in his practice. Patriarch Parsva was born 400 years after the Buddha entered Nirvana. His mother carried him inside her womb for 60 years. When he was born, he was already 60 years old, with gray hair. He did not enter the monastic order until the age of 80. When Parsva left home, the young people of his city laughed at him, saying, "All monastics need to practice sitting meditation and to recite sutras. They need to be young to endure. You are very old now and won't be able to achieve anything. You will only be a monastic in name. You are only in it for the offerings." Knowing that people were laughing at him, Parsva made the vow to eradicate all desires of the three realms and to delve into the Tripitaka, sutras, precepts, and treatises. Should he fail, the sight of his body would never touch the sleeping mat. To fulfill his vow, he recited sutras during the day and practiced sitting meditation at night. After 3 years of no sleep or rest, Parsva attained arhatship indeed. Look at Parsva. Even though he left home at the age of 82 practice, with diligence and effort he attained good results. Let's look at examples of ancient people who studied hard. One person tied his hair to the roof so that his head stayed upright and he would nod off. Another person prepared a sharp prick to stab his thigh whenever he became sleepy. This way, he would feel pain and stay awake to study. All these are examples of immense diligence